News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The Ministry of Health is urging the public to avoid using non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs to treat dengue fever. The Health Ministry's advisory comes after confirmation of a dengue hemorrhagic fever-related death of an adult male in late August in Trelawney. Dengue hemorrhagic fever, DHF, is a rare complication of dengue fever and results in internal bleeding and bleeding under the skin, which can lead to death. Drugs such as aspirin, diclofenac, and ibuprofen, when used to treat the fever in dengue, have been known to increase the severity of the disease. The recommended treatment for the fever is acetaminophen or paracetamol. The ministry adds that rest and adequate hydration are typically enough to see one through the period of illness. So far, the number of dengue cases remains within expected levels, and the ministry will continue to monitor reports of mosquito-borne diseases through its National Epidemiological Surveillance System. The Ministry of Education, Youth and Information is encouraging school administrators not to violate the rights of students and laws when developing their institution's dress code. Portfolio Minister Senator Will Reid says schools should not use the national grooming policy as it serves as a framework for all public schools seeking to establish their own dress code for students. He adds that schools should be specific and precise when developing their dress code.
So if you're talking about the length of hair, what is allowable and not allowable, you have to be very clear and specific. Length of uniform, etc., all of that. Of course, we're saying try to be too ridiculous and remember health and safety. So even the length of the skirt and all that, we're respectfully saying remember the safety and security of our children and so on.
Senator Reid is assuring that the national grooming policy was developed through a consultative process, adding that the rules are not in any way discriminatory. The Ministry of Health is reporting that over half of the population was infected by the chikungunya virus in recent years. Findings from the 2016-2017 Health and Lifestyle Survey indicated that 8 out of 10 Jamaicans had a positive blood test for the chikungunya virus, CHIKV. The parishes of Portland, St. Thomas, Kingston, and St. Andrew had the highest CHIKV seroprevalence, which was greater than 90%, with the age group 15 to 24 years being most affected overall. Manchester reported the lowest CHIKV seroprevalence, with 44.4% being affected.
That in terms of the chikungunya virus, over 70% of the population may have been affected, and 50% or just over that amount were affected sufficient to require medical attention.
Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton. And students on the program of advancement through Health and Education Path are set to benefit from the introduction of a new back-to-school grant. The grant becomes available for collection September 11 and is payable to all registered PATH students attending primary and secondary schools. Labour and Social Security Minister Shaheeni Robinson says the grant will be paid at a rate of $3,500 per child.
A total of 155,813 children will benefit from this grant, with the average payment to a household being $10,500 for 3 children. Every child must have the opportunity to stay in school, and every child must have the opportunity to learn.
This new benefit will be made annually and will be paid again in the August 2019 payment cycle. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
The Legal Aid Council assigns an attorney from a panel of over 500 private lawyers to represent you in a criminal matter, from the first court day to the conclusion of the matter. A magistrate, judge, director of a legal aid clinic, or the Legal Aid Council may grant your application for a lawyer. Registrar of Circuit, Gun and Appeal Court can also certify legal aid assignments. The Legal Aid Council, ensuring access to justice for all.
Government pensioners. As of September 1, 2018, all pension payments from the Accountant General's Department will be done via direct deposit to your bank account. This means no pension payment will be done by check. Pensioners still receiving check payments must return completed banking information forms to the AGD before September 17 to ensure there is no disruption in the payment of pensions. For more information, call 876-922-83207, email info@treasury.gov.jm or WhatsApp 876-818-6583. The Accountant General's Department, touching the life of every Jamaican.